Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
It's Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3 with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3 with DNZ. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 1, 2, 3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1, 2, 3 fantasy sits or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for NFL Week 11, D?
All right, first up, I've got running back on the Washington Commanders, Bill Crossley Merritt. I know he's averaging only 3 yards per carry, but he gets the Dolphins this week. He's got to have a game. He's got to score. Number two, if you need a quarterback and he's on the waiver wire, grab him. I got Mac Jones, quarterback of the 49ers. You can count on him to deliver touchdowns and not turn over the ball. Loving Mac Jones this year. Good spot start. And last but not least, I have the Green Bay Packers defense, especially if Jackson start. Quarterback of the New York Giants cannot play. We got Z.
I'm going to start with Rico Dowdle, running back, Carolina Panthers against the Falcons. We just saw Jonathan Taylor torch that defense, right? Carolina cannot throw the ball. Absolutely cannot throw the ball. Bryce Young, no good. But Rico Dowdle plays, and he will have a field day against that Falcon front seven. Number two, the LA Charger defense against the Jaguars. Opportunistic, will get after him. Trevor Lawrence is not going to have fun on Sunday. And my number three green light. Give me RJ Harvey against the Chiefs. I think he's going to have a good day. He's featured in the offense, and I think that he's going to provide a little bit of a matchup problem for Spags and the Chiefs defense. But those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
All right, so first up, I have the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Flacco. I think Pittsburgh's coming off of a bad loss to the Chargers. I have to believe that the Pittsburgh defense plays better in this game. I don't have Pittsburgh winning this game, but I have to think that their defense is going to play better in this game against Joe Flacco. Number two, guys, it's time to give up on any Tennessee Titan player, and that includes running back Tony Pollard. He has 2 touchdowns this year. I am done starting this guy. So he's facing the best defense in the league this week in the Texans, and there ain't nothing that he's going to do that's going to help him, you know, score or do well. And my last sit is Brian Thomas, the wide receiver of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't even know if he's going to play. He's got an ankle issue. He's got a shoulder issue. He's afraid to get hit. He's only got 1 touchdown this season, 30 receptions. Complete waste of time if you took him in the second round like I did. So, Z, what do you got?
I mean, Brian Thomas has been a colossal disappointment. You can't go wrong with that one. He finally found the end zone a few weeks ago. He needed GPS to get there. So, I'm going to start with J.J. McCarthy against the Bears. That Bears defense plays well. They're strong up front, and JJ's not great right now. Like, he's still learning on the job. Maybe one day he'll be better, but not today. Number two, Jordan Love against the Giants. He's been bad. Jordan Love has been like straight up mediocre. And you know what? The Giants defense, until the fourth quarter when they have a double digit lead, it's good. Up until the fourth quarter when they have a double digit lead. So I expect Brian Burns to get after him. I expect Kayvon Thibodeau to pressure the quarterback. I expect Dexter Lawrence to be in the backfield. Because you know what? That Green Bay offensive line is letting everybody through. They are a turnstile right now. So a long day for Mr. Love. And number three, I know they're a vaunted defense, but do not start the Cleveland Browns against the Ravens. Do not. It's over, Johnny. Like CBS Sports has it at 98-2 in favor of the Ravens. The Ravens are back. Expect pain in Cleveland. Those are our green lights. Those are our red lights. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoute Podcast. And drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDNZ. And let us know who you're starting and you're sitting for NFL Week 11. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.